Yo, what's up? This is Flip the Script. This is the Portables Podcast. May 8th, 2018. Beautiful sunny day, 60 degrees, and it's around 8:30 a.m. And, let's see, the first thing Portables related, last night, working for the first time on a PC laptop. I have a Akai AMX AFX combo. It has the Innofader in it. Has DVS, has video. So I hook up my portable to that and have a control vinyl, which is pretty cool. And was messing around with a Serato Pro DJ, or a Serato DJ Pro. I don't know what it's called. Serato Pro. Let's just call it that. And the computer itself, it's short of some RAM, so like the video was kind of laggy. The music was on point, but like sometimes it would glitch up to load some music. I have a MacBook, but it's very old, and I'm not able to install Serato Pro on that, so I just keep it at Serato DJ. I can even do Scratch Live on that one, but just working on that with the portable. It's no different than using a regular turntable, direct drive turntable. The pitch control is pretty convenient. It works, you know. Ever since using a portable turntable, my mindset on direct drive, belt drive, all that's out the door. Like, you know, it's just like you have different levels of scratch for different turntables, and with the 7-inch, you know your limitations. You know what you're dealing with for the fact that it is a belt drive. Really, you just need a steady platter and a good slick surface with the slip mat, and maybe even some plastic, depending on what type of platter you're using. You know, I know with the Solid Cuts platter, you need a plastic sheet. You know, like on a regular 12-inch turntable. You know how you do with the plastic sheet from a album cover, from a record sleeve, and then your slip mat. You know, at least that's how it was back in the day, because those slip mats back in the day, man, thick ass felt, especially the ones coming from the turntable manufacturers like Vestax and Stanton, Techniques. They all had the thick ass, I don't know, like 5 millimeter, who knows, I don't know. You know, I didn't have tools back, I didn't nerd out that hard with materials like that. But changing my mindset on like the different types of drives. I mean, you do have to do a different style of scratch on each type of deck. That even goes for a CDJ. a different feel, like, because, like, you're not messing with the motorized platter. Any CDJ or, like, any controller, DJ controller, MIDI controller with a jog wheel. Like, you can even do some scratching on that Neumark Go. And those wheels are, like, 3-4 inches in diameter. So, yeah, you know, like, it's crazy. So, computing itself is at an all-time just, like, high for, I guess, DJ gear. But there's a big divide between, like, the club systems and then, like, I guess you could say mobile or just, like, the bedroom DJ. And there are a few companies out there that still make the two-channel battle mixer. But there aren't as many, like, battle-wise. Now it's, you know, the pretty much the standard is like the Rain 72 Pioneer S9. You can call those battle mixers. Those are now used in the DMC and Red Bull and whatever other type of DJ battle competitions there are. But I don't know where I'm going at with. Yeah, there's a limited amount of, like, scratch mixers. And I don't know. I think it's now time to kind of, you know, think out of the box and, like, I don't know. I may have talked to this before in past episodes. But, like, start getting into the mod scene of, like, battle mixers. Like, I challenge you to find cheap ass new mixer. Just fuck it. Just, like, it could be a Gemini, could be a Neumark, any of those, like, under $100, at least has a crossfader and have the capability to slap in an innovator or whatever other type of one of your favorite types of faders. You can even Frankenstein it, like, get a fader, a cross fader from a Rain, you know, use one of their, like, you know, rail systems or a Vestax, or, you know, if you don't like in a fader, or even try to toy around with a Jesse Dean fader, or, you know, like, just find an old-ass mixer, like, something that they, you know, you can remove the crossfader and just, like, you know, just make it into a scratch mixer. You know, find one on Craigslist or, you know, Let It Go or even, like, the Facebook classified ads. Like, there's just so many places now you can, like, find so many cheap mixers because there's so many, like, retired mobile DJs or bedroom DJs that, like, thought they were going to be the next fucking whoever the fuck it was back then when they got into the game and decided it wasn't for them. And, you know, there's just a whole bunch of shit around. Because I'd just be looking, like, you know, like, I don't know, maybe get one of them old-ass 19-inch Neumark mixers. You know, I've seen a few around on, you know, in the classifieds. Turn that into, like, a, you know, slap an innovator in it. Because the circuitry in, like, those old mixers are just bar to none, you know, before the whole change of to end music, and even before that when Neumark changed hands with whatever. But, like, you know, just find like, an old Mackie D4 or D2. Swap out the Firewire. Make it a USB 3.0 or USB-C or, you know. Or just, like, monkey around with it. So that's for you tech geeks who, or you modders that like to tinker around and invent new shit. I challenge you to do that. You know, just find a old mixer and slap an innovator in it, or maybe, like, if it doesn't have a feature like a filter effect, you know, like a sweep filter, or, you know what I'm saying, or just, like, add effects to it, or get a lot of effects machine or something like that. I don't know. But that's what I've been interested in lately. Just, you know, because I got a couple mixers sitting around that I could probably, like, take out the faders or crossfaders and find something else for it. I know I got a spare crossfader for the Denon. And, yeah, so. Anyway, let's see here. Man, we definitely need to get together and have a session, because, like, it's time. Weather's warm, sun's out, and I know people just been itching to scratch, just get together, have a barbecue, listen to some beats, just have fun, you know. And hopefully we can have it by some water, like some salt water, because, like, you know, we haven't really had that yet, to where we're on the beach. So maybe a Golden Garden thing, or maybe even Ballard Locks, you know what I'm saying. Oh, I know of a spot, like, near the Salmon House, and kind of by near the by the troll under the bridge. You know, we have yet to do, like, all these spots, and so, yeah. But anyway, there's a few loopers out there. If you look on the Table Beats and tableless.net, I know Zucko has one. DJ Art Thug, he has that new one out. I favorited a couple of them. I like the Straitjacket beat. That's pretty dope. So, fairly shortly here, since I got this new camera, I'm going to start just having YouTube clips of, like, the new loopers, and just do a little scratch on them. Kind of show you where I'm at in scratching, you know. Just document it. It's not going to be perfect. I'm not the best scratcher in the world. I just like scratching because it's fun, it's hip-hop, and it's a part of who I am. I've been a DJ for a few decades now, and I'll always be a DJ, you know, till I die, basically. And so this is my way of still being in the game. You know, they say that hip-hop's a young person sport. You know, I say person because, like, there's females in this game. Young females like Cardi B, she's just killing it. Nicki Minaj, But you even still got greats like Yo-Yo, MC Light, Eve, Missy, you know, still holding it down. DJs like Spinderella, DJ Livia. See, young ones. You got those young twins. You got Eliza May, another young one. Loka. There's a lot of, you know, that's why I say people. Because, like, it's not just dudes anymore. This can't be a sausage fest. And, so, excuse me. Yeah, so this, you know, I still like to dabble around on Serato. I still like to keep up what's out there on technology, because that shit is, you know, it's still expensive. It ain't going any lower, you know, and that's why I'm kind of disappointed in these companies not focusing on the, you know, the little guy, because all they're focused about is these fucking club DJs and battle DJs and, you know, like, just these big-ass fucking companies and just, like, you know, I get it. Not that many. There's hundreds of bedroom DJs out there that, you know, still rely on the old Rain or Vestax and, I mean, you got these new, like the Epsilon and the DJ Tech, but I don't know, I'm kind of about DJ Tech, you know, just kind of doing their thing first out in the UK, but, you know, business is business, you know, but I just find it that a USA company is slanging their shit out somewhere else. And, I don't know, it just kind of tells you about the scene out here. I don't know. It's heavy out there in the UK, in Europe, Asia, you know. But I'm just preaching to the choir, so, we just got to work with what we got, and, you know, thank goodness for companies like Innovator that, you know, look out for the folks that still have their old gear and make it better, you know, make it run another 20 something years until the shit, you know, craps out. So other than that, if it's still working and you know, all you need to do is replace the crossfader, so be it, you know. So, like, you know, like the homie Statics, he has that Newmark Blue Dog, and he has an Innovator in it. Only thing he needs to do is put a, like, a effects machine on it or equalizer. But not even that. It's a dope scratch. It's a little scratch mixer, and it does its job. And so, yeah. And, so, I don't know. I kind of want a new mixer. I kind of want the new Innovator V2. I have the F2. I have the F1. They say that the F2 has better cutting, or like a sharper cutting trim on it, or cut points. But I'm cool with what I have right now. It's working. Even though the F1, like, some of the screws are missing. So, like, right now I just keep it in the 1200 plate cradle that I got for it. And that keeps it all nice and tight. That's what she said. And, so, yeah. posted on the last show a couple sites of like the new innovative technology. I apologize for not posting like the other sites that listed below, because I was only limited to so many characters on that page. And but you know, it's out there. Anyway, well, I think I'm gonna cut this down. And try to get some practice time in today. Try to document that on the camera. Pick a looper and post it on the Portless Podcast YouTube. Because, like, yeah, this day is very, very nice. And can't miss out on scratching. But at the same time, I got to find a place with shade. Because don't want to be out here in the sun, you know, and have my record warped. So it's gonna have to be a little quick session, but we'll see. We'll see what's up. And anyway, wherever you're at listening to this, I hope you have a great day, and that hope your day is going well. Charge up all your batteries. Make sure your needles are sharpened. You have all your loopers, camera batteries charged and all that. Document what you do. And keep cutting. Peace.